World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Just pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Boy, where did that weekend go, huh? Where did that one go? Oh, man, I've had a lot going on. Some of you know we had some issues. The air conditioning went out in the sky. I got to get a new air conditioner. We had a leak in the toilet. We had have a spigot on the outside that's leaking. Several issues we're dealing with. And I was supposed to be in Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania Brett and Bobby Lee and Chad Estes and all of them were kind enough to say, listen, Coach, you don't have to come. It's the first event that I've missed. First one I've missed that I've actually put on my schedule in over 5.5 years. I couldn't get there, but they had a wonderful, wonderful event out there. I don't know who's going to come in and give us an update. Bobby, you going to? Chad, are you going to? Chad drove all the way from Texas to Pennsylvania, Eastern PA. That's way out there to put together a training event with, I think, between 35 and 40 people. I don't know what the final total was. Who's out there? Who's going to come in and talk about? Chad, Bobby, somebody?
I'm here unless any of the other guys are listening and want to say something.
Go ahead, Bobby.
All right. It was an incredible weekend. A fellowship. We had it moving from one event to the next. Everybody had smiles on their face constantly the whole time, be it the tactical training, the hands-on training. We covered a gamut of different things. We had medical training. It was just one enjoyable experience after another, and we came back for Sunday morning service. And then we came back, and there, those that wanted to came back for more training in the Sunday afternoon. Listen, people, we're offering something that probably very few people in the nation are offering, the way that we've teamed up, combined it, and we're throwing Jesus Christ in there. He's in the midst of it. And this is about the body of Christ and how we think and how we react. And as we move forward, I'm just encouraging you, you're doing yourself a massive, you're doing your family a massive disservice. You don't these things, but it was a great weekend.
Hey, man, Bobby, and Bobby has labored hard, man. Bobby and Chad have really put some time and effort into building these brigades, and we're really, really grateful for it, Bobby. In fact, I have up on the screen three events. I'm just going to talk about three of them today, okay, because these are kind of on the immediate horizon that y'all try to get to. The Go There For conference that Mike Spalding's having, believe it or not, that's just 2 weeks away. It's hard to believe. And again, as I can't tell you enough that the fellowship is so, so rich. It's so rich. And if there's any way that you can get to that event, you will be blessed by it beyond measure. That's being held out over by Dayton, Ohio on July 23rd, 1 a.m. 1 a.m., huh? Somebody got that. I'm not going at 1 in the morning. I don't know about that. I think maybe that's supposed to say 11. Whatever it says. It's on July 23rd. You can find that. Click on the Go There. You just click on that link. It'll open it up. Chad's having the Texas Salt and Light Brigade meeting on that same time. So those of you down in Texas, gather with Chad if you can. And then the tactical training, motivational and teaching being done in Wisconsin. By the way, I don't know if Ray's in here. That is a sellout. Is that right, Ray? Absolute sellout. And while I'm thinking of it, Penny Miller, who lives in Wisconsin, Penny, how many pounds have you lost since we got on that a couple months ago talking about getting control of it? How many pounds, Penny?
I'm thinking about 55.
55 pounds. Yeah. 11 bags of sugar no longer dangling around Penny's waist and her thighs and her hips. And God bless you, Penny. I know what a struggle it is. So anyway, you'll meet Penny in Wisconsin, Hartley, Wisconsin. That's July 30th. And then one other thing I want to talk about real quick. More, we'll get into all some of these others. The Kindred of the Kingdom Conference that Clay has put together. I'm going to try to take as many of my family as I can. I'm going to turn it into a Christian family vacation at this wonderful resort. And I think some of you ought to consider doing that too if you haven't already. It's going to be a great time of fellowship. It'll be more than just training. It'll be, you can take your grandkids, have some family time. And that is the 20th of August. And just jump in there. Jump in there. We've got enough people to run with it now that our bills are paid. We're trying to get more people in there so we can do a few more things that that we're hoping to be able to do that we need a little bit more expenses for. So come and join us. Come and join us on all that kind of stuff. Myra, you got your hand up already. You must have something you want to say, Myra.
Yes, I am so grateful to the Lord and giving praises. I've had a wonderful weekend with Bobby Lee and Chad and everybody. It's just so good for the soul. That's all I can say. And I also had a great meeting with the Wisconsin team and Penny Miller this evening. And it's just great work being done. Thank you so much. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Myra. God bless you. Listen, friends. I'm gonna say this I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. We're one body, and we're many members. Now, I don't know what kind of family you grew up in. I grew up with a family of five. Reggie has how many kids? Reggie, do you have?
I have 10.
Reggie has 10 kids. So I'm sure that in Reggie's peaceful house with 10 kids, not everybody gets along. And I think you would all agree with this, that when you and your family aren't getting along, you try to keep the fights within the family, right? Somebody give me a thumbs up. You keep the fight. Not y'all get along. We don't all, hey, I don't agree with everybody in here. I don't agree with everybody. But I think it makes sense that we keep our fights within the family. Keep your fight within the family. Feelings get hurt. Now, by the way, the Bible says that if I got a problem with Reggie or I got a problem with my buddy Jack McCarthy, I go to Jack. I don't broadcast my argument with Jack on Twitter or Truder or Twatter or Facebook. I pick up the phone and I call Jack and say, hey, Jack, listen, man, I got say, Coach, what are you saying? I'm just saying this. Listen, look, I use Facebook as ministry. Some of you use Facebook. I don't know what you use it for. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Some people get on and tell me how many bowls of soup their cat ate in the morning. I mean, it's okay. I use Facebook as ministry. I post memes, thoughts, videos that I really don't want to get into a debate about. I put something up there that's controversial. Go to my Facebook page real quick, Spencer, if you could. Just go there real quick. If you go to my Facebook page, I'm constantly slapping that stuff up there. I don't know if you can, they can find it. Scroll on down there. If you'll notice, I don't get on Facebook and debate back and forth. I don't. Spencer's going to get to that page. I put stuff up there that is thought-provoking. Now, listen to me. If I put something up there that's thought-provoking, I don't know if it's ever entered into your mind or not. That is a great time for you to come in and amen me, not argue with me. Hey, Jack, if I post something on Facebook you don't like, call me, email me. Say, Coach, I got an issue with this. Don't argue. Folks, we're trying to build momentum. When people come along and they read something on Facebook and then they go down to the comments and they look down at the comments and they see what people are saying. And if I put something up there that the world thinks is a little bit controversial and people come on and they read the comments and there are people taking our side, taking an opposite position, what good does that do? What good in this age of diversity? Why is diversity of opinion silenced? Now, that's just a meme I threw out there. I'll let other people argue about it. But so what are you saying, Coach? Say, my mom said this. You're my, Randy's my brother in the Lord. Jeff Nell's my brother in the Lord. If I don't have something nice to say, don't say it. That's what my mom told me publicly. In fact, my mom taught me this. The Bible taught me this. That if I don't have something, if I got a bone to pick with Jack McCarthy or Larry Richardson, I don't fight with him on Facebook. Pick up the phone and say, Jack, what can we do here, man? Huh? So it caused me a little bit of conflict over the weekend. Folks, stop assaulting one another on Facebook. Somebody give me a thumbs up. You know what I'm talking about. Will you stop it? Will you stop it already? Boom. If you think I posted something wrong, I have an email. I have a text message. Text message me. Don't go on Facebook and try to tear down everything I say. In fact, I won't do it to you either. I won't do it to you. I try to come along and amen what you're saying, because believe it or not, you're my family. Now, you and I may go at it over the dinner table, but publicly, we are one body. Hey, Randy, does this sound like I'm trying to manipulate everybody and make everybody agree with me? Hey, you can disagree all you want to. All you want to. Don't do it publicly until you ask me. And then you can say, you know what? I talked to Coach and he won't listen. And here's what I think about it. Okay. But to post things on there. Well, yeah, anyway, you get what I'm saying, right? Folks, let's be smart enough to use this as a ministry opportunity. Scroll back to the top, Spence. I got to do this real quick. Watch this. Come on back down, Bob. I'm sorry. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Play it. 2 minutes.
6. Oh.
It's my son and his wife.
10.
Gender reveal.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, you can shut that off. Yes, another broad. What can I say? Another. Hey, listen, I love women. I married one. I love women. I love women. But we are sure in the feminine side of things going on right now. But anyway, my son Zach and his wife Adrian are in, I'll say the date wrong, January, I think it is. Michelle will hit me. She says, you never listen. So anyway, we did that yesterday, got that news yesterday. Hey, listen, folks, what are we going to do about COVID? I don't want to do all today's show. But you do know this, right? That they're amping up. They're amping up more. You know that they're. You know there's another round coming, right? Or maybe not another round, but certainly offshoots of the last round, door to door visits, all that kind of stuff. And I don't want this to be a place where we all just come and talk about everything that's going to happen. We got to come up with a plan. What's the plan? What are we going to do when they start going door to door? What are we supposed to do? We can't come on here and just gripe and moan and say, well, here, they were at my house today. They'll be at your house tomorrow. And how did we get to the point in America where we have lost such total control of our liberty? We have no liberty, almost no liberty. I was thinking about it today. You know, I did some financial paperwork over the weekend. No, it wasn't over the weekend. It was on Friday. Did some financial paperwork. And did you guys ever just sit down and ask yourself this? Really? Now, listen. What business is it of the government? What you do with your money? Can somebody help me with that real quickly? Didn't they throw some tea in the harbor over this very issue?
Yeah, the answer is it's none of their business.
Why is it if I send, I'm looking at a name. If I send Jeff now a $500 gift, can somebody tell me why the IRS needs to know that? And how do we get to the point where we willingly do that? And then we willingly give them their money, and then they teach our kids homosexuality and transgenderism and abortion and communism and wokeism and what's that new thing they called critical race? How did we ever get to this point? Wait a minute. If we let the government continue to go on, Bernie, is it going to get easier? Is it going to get better, Bernie? At some point, is the government going to say, that's good enough? Okay, you've all complied enough. That's good enough. You can stop now. No, it's never going to get there, is it? So at what point this COVID thing has been such a gift from God from the beginning, we haven't realized it. It's a gift of God because why? Because it's been a chastening. It's been a chastening of all of us. For all of us to dig down and try to figure out exactly what it is that really, really matters to us. What is it that we as Christians, what is it we're supposed to do? Well, I don't want people to think that I'm talking about them, okay? I bump into people all the time and I have conversations. And I bumped into some people yesterday that made my heart leap because they hadn't been vaccinated. That's all I'm going to say, who they were. Because if you wanted, I'd have bet the farm that they'd been vaccinated. And I started a conversation. You know how it is, how uncomfortable it is to start those conversations, right? And I started it, and boom, right away, they responded in the affirmative. They were on my side. And I thought, oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We got going. We began having a discussion. And I said, my goodness, how did we get to the point where we're not allowed to freely have a discussion like this? Why are we? What is going on that our government, for lack of a better word, is censoring everything about this, whatever this thing is? Why is that? And you know that they are. And if we know that they are, why is it so many people don't understand it? So many people can't see it. How do we share with people? How do you come across somebody who says to you, I ain't taking that jab. Oh, no, I've done some research. I'm not taking that jab. And then come across somebody who's just as intelligent, just as Christian, who says, oh, no, we need it. How does this work? And what are we in the body of Christ supposed to do about it? What are we, folks? It's going to get worse, not better. Why? Because I know this Psalm 2. Look at this. Put it up there real quick, Spence. Psalm 2. Oh boy, I'm itching. Some of you want to get in here. You're itching. Psalm 2. Here it is. I don't know if you guys have ever read this properly. Why do the nations rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of Assyria set themselves, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, the rulers take counsel together and say, let us break their bands asunder. The rulers are saying, let's cut these cords from God. Let's get rid of this God guy. Let's cut their bands, throw away, let's rule ourselves. That's what's going on, see? And even though God's sitting in the heaven, he's laughing at it. Lord, have them in derision. He's going to speak to them in his wrath, and he's going to vex them in his sore displeasure. But folks, it is going to be quite a cataclysmic upheaval for those of us who want the cords of God to still continue to be connected. You understand that, right? They severed the cords of the Supreme Court. They've severed the cords from Congress. They've severed the cords from the Senate. Same thing. They've severed the cords from education. Everywhere you look, the restraining cords of the Holy Spirit have been cut. And why? Because that's what the kings of this earth have been conspiring to do. We can't even trust the medical world anymore. That's what was so amazing to me. The person I had the conversation with yesterday who said, I ain't taking that jab, was in the medical field. I about fell over. I thought, are you kidding me? They get it. They get it. What are we going to do, friends? Let me get it out. Spencer, go to CoachDaveLive.com. Go to the video section. There's a couple of videos on there that are unbelievable that you need to watch. The one right on the first two, friends, listen. The third one in. Oh, my goodness. Is it ever good? Now, I made a mistake. I'm not sure. This is Chris Ann Hall. Made a powerful, powerful video. Please, you take the time to watch it on the Constitution, what the Constitution was supposed to mean. What it was supposed to mean. The other two, doctors are exposing Fauci. There is no variant, the first one. There is no virus. Folks, how can there be so much information out there and so few people understand and be aware of it? And what is it that we should be doing in the time in which we live? Come on in, Ohio, Brett, and Pastor Payne, and Joe Allen. I'm struggling, man. I just can't remain silent. I just can't. We know the truth, don't we? Don't we really know the truth? At least know the truth that the government's not telling us the truth, right?
That's right, that, Coach. That's right, Coach. And I want to say a couple of things. Good morning, team. And what goes on in the locker room stays in the locker room. Just right. On the Facebook post. I had Psalm 2 read up here on my lap right now. But I want to just let you know, Coach, your team is everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world. I had the honor of being in Aroostook County, Houlton, Maine, emceeing a powerful event last Saturday, Coach. And I had your hat on. And the first thing I heard when I was walking to the park was, "Hey, Coach." And I turned around and it was one of your followers. They thought I was you. But Julie from Maine did such a great job organizing it. Pauly Heath is one of the most beautiful voices in the world. Jack McCarthy lit him up with a great talk with Roger Eck. And Mike Heath did such a wonderful job articulating why he's going to be a great governor for God, country, sports, and the great outdoors.
Amen, Brett.
It was amazing, Coach.
Well, Brett, it would be an honor if they confused me with you.
You know what? That is an honor. You're much better looking than me, but I'm okay. But yeah. I also want to let you know this. I was going nuts because driving back to Ohio, of course, I'm watching all these videos people send me like they send you. So I took a break from that, Coach, and I know you were such a great baseball player. I turned on the radio, and I listened to the – I picked up the Red Sox game, first inning, 0-0, and the Red Sox third hitter hits a home run. And then they made 2.5 seconds, then they say, "Can you believe some of the Red Sox players and the Philadelphia Phillies players have not got the vaccinations?" Oh, they're selfish. We need to get to them. I almost wrecked the car. I wanted to go to the stadium and just honk and wave and mass protest. What do we got to do? We got to go to those announcers' houses. We got to go to the owners' houses. Quit forcing that propaganda on us.
Oh, my goodness. The censorship is unbelievable. Unbelievable. God bless you, Brett. Pastor of Pain, come on in.
Hey, amen, Ohio Bretts. Keep it in the locker room thing, and then running that forward. Coach, listening to this, we haven't listened to Barney Fife. You know, Barney Fife was correct on so many things, brother. I was thinking about you as you were sharing that earlier, and I actually was thinking about this the other day. I was speaking to somebody, and they're concerned about where they're working is bringing down these mandates. I sent you a thing the other day about a young lady that's not taking the death shot at her work, and everybody's worried about losing their jobs and things. We've got to stand. And I was sitting there kind of praying, saying, "God, what's going on?" And what it is apathy. People don't at the beginning. Why? Because the Christian church, we've allowed Jesus to become the beta to Satan's alpha.
Good point.
And so what's happened is, you know, we're always reacting or responding, and we're not the ones taking the initiative. And the thing that I look at is like almost like a weight room. We've allowed Satan to walk into the church's weight room, and we're teaching him how to lift weights. We're allowing him to use the place. And then we're filling him up on steroids.
Amen, Tom.
And then he's gotten. And so what happens is, you know, when someone takes steroids, like in that kind of a manner, what that does, it doesn't cause the guy to get a temper, whatever. What it does is it increases what's already kind of there. It just amplifies their personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happened is it's amplified Lucifer's strategic and those things, and we've allowed it. So it's that thing of, we gotta be like Barney Fife, you nip it in the bud. And so that's kind of thing that, like, 6 months even before COVID, God was put on my heart about, you know, preparing. And also, you know, the worst time to think is going to a battle is not being ready, taking a knife to a gunfight. I mean, the bottom line is we've got to kind of look at this. And when we start seeing what we've went through the whole year, why in the heck are we not jumping all over the senators, over the, like I've always said, we need to be at 6, 10, and 4 here in Columbus
with a couple hundred people at each one, demanding them stop pushing the socialism.
Amen.
And before that, it's the owners of these corporations. We all know that. There's like five families that own them all. That's where we need to be pulling the covers off and showing people. But Christians, here's the thing. If you're waiting until they smack you with these things, they're going to smack you with it. We need to, when we start hearing things, we need to get on it. And that's the thing I've told my kids. I said, you need to lay it out there real quick. Instead of, you know, it's kind of like this. I told somebody the other day, I said, so is it death by lethal injection, hanging, or firing squad, you know, or bloodletting? You know, it's still death.
Amen.
You know, it's either now or we're allowing them to destroy us instead of jumping, being proactive and nipping it in the bud.
So, Tom, in other words, in that old weight room, Satan's using our weight room, getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And all of a sudden we've seen mandated and shoved down our throat, the critical race theory, all that stuff being what's the genesis of who is pushing this crap? Who's pushing this crap on us? Right. And what Tom is saying, Satan's using our weight room. Because why? Yeah. Our guys won't stand up and lift weights. Our guys won't push back until it's too daggone late. Now, listen, I've never pastored a church, all right? But I would rather preach to my wife alone than to not tell people the truth. If I was in a pulpit and I didn't tell them about the vaccines and what was going on with it, it would be treasonous. It'd be treasonous to the people, treasonous to the Lord. Treasonous to not tell, Coach.
That's why our numbers have gone down at different times. I start telling them all those things, but when you start to grab a hold of that bar and it gets uncomfortable, it's like I'd rather not say anything, or I just take it as it goes instead of actually pushing back and doing something.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, God bless, guys.
Amen. Amen. It's our fault. It's our fault. Joe Allen, come on in, Randy. Boy, you guys are full of you guys are stealing my sermon. I got a good sermon. Hey, time out. Listen, I got to say
sorry.
Hang on a second, Joe. Don't ever again anybody text me, email me, post on Facebook and say, yeah, that's what I thought. You always have to be right. Don't ever do that again, because you couldn't be any further from the truth than that. Do I think I'm right? Usually. Do I care if you agree? I don't care. You have to fall in line here. That's an excuse. Go ahead, Joe.
We're looking at these people that are so-called leaders are putting in and saying that they're going to do another lockdown, just like Coach says. Coming. They're going to work. They're calling every time they speak. If you can listen to, they're like recordings of lectures, everything's identical. And they're saying that they're going to use the less magistrate in your local area to go to door to door.
Because they're so deeply involved. They can't go in reverse. They can't go in reverse.
Right.
Go ahead, Joe.
So what happens when they come to your door? They're going to ask you if you're taking a jab. And when you say no, then they're going to say, well, we need to quarantine you. That's the first step. The second step, if you do not apply with this, they're going to come for you with their local enforcement.
Who's they, Joe? Who's they? Oh, that'd be those Psalm 2 guys that are cutting the cords. Go ahead.
And they're going to come to your house, and they're going to either make you take the jab or they're going to incarcerate you. And a lot of these places are all over this country. When I left, there were 33 institutions where they can lock you up.
Amen.
And they're not on the government's record where you can see it.
They just make up charges, man. They just make things up. Hey, listen. You mean to tell me they couldn't find a crime on you right now? Every one of you. You mean to tell me they couldn't? Do you see what they did to the President of the United States? By the way, his speech was unbelievable. He called everybody out yesterday. It was great. Come on in, Randy. The old president, I mean. Current president.
Coach, I wanted, I don't want to lose the flow here, but I just want to make a comment. I want everybody, Coach, that's in the show, watching live, to settle their soul, to quiet down, focus on this thing, listen, and zone in to you and to who's speaking. Coach, I'm very distracted. Now, everybody can get mad at me. That's fine. I'll be the bad guy. But I am very distracted in the chat whenever it's talk. We're just talking and having a conversation around what's going on. Coach, I'm in here to see the show, listen to hear. I want to hear Brett. I want to hear the life of God come out of him. I want to hear the pastor of pain speak truth and take that. Coach, I don't want to visit. I mean, if God put something on you guys' heart to say it, get raise your hand and say it and get done. Listen, we got 1 hour to fit this in, and there's a Holy Spirit has a flow, folks. He has a flow. We have to get in it. We have to quiet our little mind. We have to quiet our soul and say, you sit down and be quiet and you get in here and pay attention. Now, however that looks in each one of us, I don't know. I'm going to do my part on me. Everybody do your part on you, and we'll have everybody can be part of this. That's all I have to say.
Hey, Randy, well, amen, well, said, Randy. Well said, brother. Couldn't have said it amen, better myself. Randy. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Amen, Randy.
Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, let me start with amening Randy. I don't even pay attention to the chat boxes when they pop up most of the time. I just want to say that I don't know who it was, but I was listening to the radio and a bunch of driving I did over the weekend. And some government official was saying that the government doesn't need to mandate the vaccinations, says they can depend on the private enterprise to do that for them.
That's a lesson magistrate.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Unbelievable. Dale, come on in. Haven't heard you in a while, Dale. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Coach. I've been – hey, listen, when it's time for me, I got something, I'll share it. Otherwise, brother, I enjoy just being a sponge. Couple big things. Now, Candace Owens has a great video out, what Larry was just talking about, that they've turned it over to the private industry. And she explained it, articulated it. Don't quit your job. Begin to ask them questions, document those responses, because who's responsible? The government, the pharmaceutical company, who's responsible if something goes wrong? Is your company responsible? See, you have to get this. Get an attorney. She goes, the lawsuits are about to slam on this, but they're overreaching their hand. Now,
brother, we are
going to need prayer. I'm going to talk to you about this off the air later on some other day. Brother, the Holy Spirit fell. I prayed yesterday. I said, God, do something in this service. Show up and do something big. We're contemplating turning our church into a school.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother.
And I told the people in the congregation, I said, raise your hand if you're in. Everybody raised their hands. I went off on this vaccine, and I told them, I said, you better get your kids out of these schools. I said, if they don't get the vaccine, they get a mask up. That's like putting that Star David on them. I said, they're going to get slammed by their peers. I said, listen, I'm telling you, I said, and I'm not going to be your teacher. My wife's not going to be your only teacher. I said, everybody in here is going to teach. You're going to teach your giftings, and we're going to open this up not only to our children, we're going to bring other children in.
Amen.
Brother, amen, Dale. When I licensed our church, you know, I did, it's not called church. It's called King Jesus Ministries. The reason why I did that, the legal reason why, is that we are able, we don't have to file any other paperwork to be a church.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so listen. I move by the Holy Spirit. I got some of you want to get in here, okay? I do. But this really, I was out on my mower. Things happen to me when I mow. I mowed in the rain yesterday. I've been so far behind trying to catch up on stuff. I was mowing in the rain on Sunday. Spencer, go down. Thank you. Thank you. I pull that up there. And the Holy Spirit dropped this into my heart. And I just want to play it to you. Because listen. Are you looking for rewards? And what you do, see, we live in such a society, and we're being taught in our churches that you give to get. You give and you get, right? Oh, I'm going to give this money, and I'll get a 20,000 fold return. Give to get. It's the message of the modern Christian church. And I was mowing my grass, and I was looking at this great big thing. And as I'm mowing this, some of you have been there. You know what I'm talking about. I said, Lord, what do you want to do here? What do you want to do here? It's not supposed to be a burden, Lord. It's not a burden. What do you want to do here? And Holy Spirit just said so, just so clearly. Keep plowing. Just plow. Hey, just plow. And I just, all of a sudden, boom, this song came to my head. This is for all of you out there. See, we want rewards now. We want to be appreciated now. We want to see returns now. And I heard this song, I don't know, a long time ago. But it, Lord stuck this right in the middle of my lawn mowing journey yesterday. And he asked me to share it with you today. Go ahead and play that, Spence. Thank you for giving the Lord.
Someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I have a life that was changed. So glad you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made. I noticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry. But I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. For I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so
So I think, you know, Ray Bolts made this back in, I don't know, a long time ago. And I think a modern day version of that would be, thank you for standing for the Lord. Standing for the Lord. And folks, I want you to know that the promises of the Bible, Jesus told us this. He said you would be hated of all men. That's what it says. He said, why would you be, why would you be surprised? They hated me first. Those kings and those chords of Psalm 2, those people hate Christ. And those who are created in the image of Christ. And we are at a time when the assault on truth and Christianity is under attack like it has never been under attack. And it's only your standing and speaking and laboring and spending those, hey, listen, those restless nights. I spend them too. We all spend those nights. And we have a tendency in our selfish nature to draw back and say, well, what's it worth? Who? Nobody else cares. We can't do it, man. We can't. We are at the apex of this kingdom conflict right now in America. And you will never know. If you're looking for a reward here and now, you're missing the whole thing. You're missing the whole thing. That reward will come soon enough. Jerry, come on in, then Jim, then Reggie, then Bernie.
Morning, Coach. Randy was right, amen to that, about the flow, the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Truth is flowing here like a river. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say, Coach, you don't give sermons. You give stermons because you love to stir up those beasts. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because it's about doing. It's a book of Acts, baby. Now more than ever. Thanks, Jerry. Go ahead, Jim. Jim Kerber. Good to hear you, Jim.
It's almost just like when you were in school, you always thought peer pressure is negative. But there's a thing called positive peer pressure.
Yes.
And there's more people with us than we know. And you create so much confidence in other people when you step up. Thanks, when man. Other people in any yep. situation you're in. And so, sorry about that.
That's all right.
That's all I got to say.
Amen, Jim. See, that's the point I was making about the Facebook post, right? Folks, I have unsaved people read my Facebook posts. I don't need saved people. We're cutting it down. Come on, man. Come on here. Go ahead, Reggie.
That was a beautiful song, Coach. One of the points I wanted to make about speaking up is this, since I've been a young girl, I've always spoken truth. When I hear error or I know something's wrong, I've always spoken. And I'm not uncomfortable with that. What I want to say is if you're uncomfortable speaking truth, something's wrong inside of you. You're not Amen. Ordered.
Amen, Reggie. Amen on that one.
Because I'm uncomfortable not speaking truth.
Me too. I want to burst sometimes, Reggie, because I want to say it, and it's not socially acceptable to say it, right? So listen, friends, If I thought that vaccine could cause some 20-year-old girl to be sterile, should I shut up? Because they're going to call me are they going to call me a conspiracy theorist? Is that what they're going to do? Or is she eons from now going to be in heaven and say, thank you, coach, for speaking the truth. Thank you for speaking the truth. Why is there such an attack on truth? Why is there? Bernie, come on in, and then Gary, I'll get you in here. Come on in, Bernie.
No, I was just responding to the things that, oh, because don't you want rewards? No, we want the team to win, okay? No. We want it, you know, John the Baptist says, my joy is to see the bridegroom. We aren't just looking out. We do it because we love God. My wife doesn't fix me breakfast because she wants a reward. She does it because she loves me.
Amen. Amen, Bernie. Amen on that. Our reward's coming. Quit. Golly. What? Can I tell you at the heart of a lot of it? No, listen. I'm just going to tell you, I'll be God honest with you. It's pride. Nobody appreciates how much I'm sacrificing. If you guys just all knew how much I was sacrificing, everybody just knew how much time and effort and energy I put in. If you guys just knew, it's just pride. It's pride. Hey, folks, do it for the applause of two nail-scarred hands. He's watching. He sees it. Trust him that you're going to reap what you sow, right? Quit worrying about whether people pat you on the back. Now, listen, I get patted on the back because of this. But I'm going to tell you something. I spent 4.5 hours on a lawnmower yesterday, just me and the Lord, just me and the Lord. I couldn't care less about whether you like my Facebook meme or you like my show. I didn't, because I knew as I was riding on that lawnmower, can't hear anything but my lawnmower, my spirit speaking to the Lord, and I'm getting confirmation after confirmation, and I'm getting spanked after spanking. Not hard, because the Lord doesn't always spank hard. You know what I'm talking about, right? But he's spanking me a little bit on this 4.5 hours. I don't come in here think I know it all. Think that what I say matters and what you think doesn't matter. Stop that already, right? Give them to the Lord. Give, just plant. Come on in, Gary, then Drifter 78.
Coach, two things. First of all, going back to the whole thing about employers, we have a Jesuit college here in Syracuse, Lemoyne, that's going to be requiring everyone to get the shot. So,
Yep.
And the other thing is,
go ahead, Gary. We can't let those people stand alone. We can't let those people stand alone. Go ahead.
And the other thing is that we're talking about rewards. Keep in mind, you know, when we get to heaven, we're going to be tossing those crowns right back at Jesus' feet.
That's right. That's right. Doesn't matter anyway, does it? Don't mean nothing. Drifter 78, come on in.
When you ride the lawnmower like that, that's something we miss. Is Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. We need that quiet time. We always have a radio on. A quiet time with no noise, no distractions. We miss that. We need that. We need that time.
Gary, you know what was so great about it? I have earphones in, but I can't hear it. So I don't even play it anymore. I put my earphones in case my phone rings. Somebody's trying to get a hold of me. Then I'll hear the ring. But other than that, brother, it's 4.5 hours of me and the Holy Spirit and my carnal mind fighting against my name. You know what I'm talking about, right? You understand? That it ain't quiet, but it's quiet time. It ain't quiet, but it's quiet time. I got some, real quickly. No, I got to do this. I got to be faithful and do this. Pull it up there. Spencer, bit shoot, 4 minutes. Hey, folks, listen. They can't make you take a vaccination. They can't make you take a vaccination, okay? This is the Nuremberg Code. We're all familiar with this. Go ahead. I think it's 4 minutes, Spencer. I don't want to run out of time. Go ahead and play this thing, folks. This is also, I believe it's posted on our website. If it's not, we'll get it up there. But it's important for you to, folks, they cannot make you take a vaccination. Go ahead. Play it.
Dr. Reiner Fulmich is the public frontman for an international team comprised of hundreds of lawyers and medical experts who have begun legal proceedings over the CDC, the WHO, and the Davos Group for committing crimes against humanity. The protocol for the PCR test given by the WHO and the CDC was knowingly set to a level that guaranteed 100% false positives or false negatives. so there is no pandemic. This is all about getting people to take the shot. Their argument is that we are, at the very least, being subjected to an illegal experiment. And at the worst, global genocide. Dr. Fulmick points out how the experimental jab is in clear violation of all 10 of the Nuremberg Codes, which carry the penalty of death for those who violate them. Number one, voluntary consent is absolutely essential. There should be no intervention or any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, or any form of constraint or coercion. By definition, a vaccine must provide immunity to the virus, protect recipients from getting the virus, reduce deaths, infections, circulation, and transmission of the virus. We are told the experimental jab does none of these, yet they fraudulently call it a vaccine. As far as duress, constraint, and coercion, it's everywhere. If you want your life back, get the shot. Number two, the experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results unprocurable by other methods. The most fruitful method would be a healthy immune system, which can be achieved through good health and natural supplements such as vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. But the people are not being told this. In fact, those who point it out are being vilified and silenced. Number three, the experiment should be designed and based on the results of animal experimentation. This experimental jab skipped animal testing. Number four, the experiment should be so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. According to official reports, there are already thousands of deaths and over 250,000 injuries from this experiment. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there is an a priori reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur. Past trials have shown a strong possibility that these new spike proteins will cause a body to attack itself. This is known as antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. And recent doctors have blown the whistle that this could end up killing everybody who's been vaccinated in the next 2 years.
Freeze it.
Number six.
Okay, folks, this video goes longer than I thought. No, does it just go 6 minutes, Spencer? You held that sign up. I couldn't see it. 6 minutes? Yeah, go ahead and play it. Let it finish. Go ahead.
Number six, the risk should never exceed the benefit. COVID-19 has a 98 to 99% survival rate, less deadly than the seasonal flu. The experimental jab is already the most dangerous vaccine in VAERS 30-year history. Number seven, proper preparations should be made and adequate facilities provided to protect the experimental subject against even remote possibilities of injury, disability, or death. There were no preparations made. There are no facilities. The subject shows up for their shot and goes home. Number eight, the experiment should be conducted only by scientifically qualified persons. This experiment has been exclusively run by politicians, the media, celebrities, and big pharma bureaucrats. Number nine, the subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end. Thousands of medical experts have attempted to end this madness, and their voices continue to be silenced. Number 10, the experiment must be brought to an end if resulting in injury or death. And yet, the experiment pushes on. Once again, those who violate these international laws are subject to the death penalty. Legal proceedings are moving forward and evidence is being collected. Whistleblowers are directed to contact the international team at www.securewhistleblower.com. This is likely the biggest crime ever committed against the world population. And the question is, do we still have a judicial system to exact justice? For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
There you go. There you go, right? But it comes back to what we've been talking about all along, right? No redress of grievances. Who do we turn to? Folks, we got to turn to one another. We have to continue to speak the truth and spread the truth. Come on in, Kevin.
Back in 2011, the big Mercy Hospital, it was St. John's at that time, in Joplin, was destroyed by the tornado. it was rebuilt on the south side of I-44, and they spent $1 billion building that hospital. That hospital last Wednesday came out with a mandatory policy that by the end of September, every employee there will have to have the vaccine. Within that day, I had 9 people reach out to me asking me how they could fight against it that work at that hospital, RNs, CNAs, and they're panicked. They're freaking out. And I just, so don't be afraid to go stand up to Goliath.
Amen.
I'm gonna stand up to Goliath again.
So, amen. We have to, brother. We have to. Good for you, Kevin. Come on in, Coach. Bud. Yeah.
Can Spencer put that video in the chat?
Yes, please, Spencer. I think it's posted on our website, but put it in the chat anyway. If you can. Bud Dyer, come on in. Dwyer, come on, Bud. You got to unmute yourself.
Okay,
Bud.
So very, very quick.
Bud Dwyer.
Very quickly. Graphene oxide is a carcinogen. It has no purpose but to kill. Period. I just figured I'd say that so we could get that clear.
Amen. Hey, folks, we're the voice. Larry, come on in, then Dale.
Yeah, I think I've said this once a few years ago, but Coach talking about mowing on the lawn and listening to the Lord. It was when I was mowing my lawn that the Lord told me, he says, Larry, he says, there's a whole lot of churches that claim to be Spirit-filled. He says, I want you to know, if they're not first led by my Spirit, they may be Spirit-filled, but it's not my Spirit.
Yeah, what Spirit are they filled with, right, Larry? Dale, come in.
Amen, brother. We have to keep a sound mind on these things. One thing that is taught about hand-to-hand combat is that you have control of your mind. He who acts out in anger normally will lose a fight. So this COVID thing, I've seen some of the posts in the group that we are in about these no trespassing things. Now, I don't want to put a no trespassing sign specifically of the fact that I like my neighbors coming to my house. But when you identify no vaccine, type of thing on there, that is the legal protection that you have. Here's another thing. Remember, we go back a year ago, Coach, about getting, do you love your neighbors? Do you even know your neighbors? Because here's the deal. When they get done not even knocking on your door, they're going to go to your neighbor's door. And you know what they're going to do at your neighbor's door? Hey, what about this guy over here? So it's important to know who your neighbors are to make that. In other words, I'm going to get one of them signs. And then is your lower magistrate, is your sheriff on board? Have you contacted your sheriff? Do you know where he stands? Because then when they show up, now you've got don't think that all sheriffs are going to stand for this. If you got a no trespassing and you've warned them, they violated the Constitution. They cannot trespass and they can be arrested.
Listen, God bless you, Dale. Pardon me. They don't give a crap. The law's meaningless, folks. The law is meaningless.
Listen, Coach, I agree. But listen, these are just tools in the toolbox. Because what's the next option? Okay, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to, then the option, and other people say, I'm going to have them invite them in my house and read the Constitution to them. I'm just throwing.
I'm not against you. I'm for you. We need to awaken people. We need to open our mouths and awaken people, folks.
Well, this is where I was going, is that I am going to my neighbors to let them know, to inform them, because I'm very close with my neighbors. When my neighbors go out of town, they text me, say, hey, watch my house. I'm going out of town. Brother, that's the kind of relationship to have. And whether they're for or against is the fact of, hey, I'm letting you know, I'm putting this up in my yard. It's not for you. It's for them. And I don't know if you're informed about this, so then I can inform them. But if they come to your house and you reveal anything to them about me, now you're susceptible to that lawsuit also. I'm just letting them know. But I believe it's more of a gathering of my wagons. I know my neighbors, and I know we're all on board. It's the same reason why – I'm just telling you, Coach, the Holy Spirit – brother, I was spitting and fire coming out about the stupid jab in my church. I had no problem holding back against that. This is why we got – 2 families in our church that are not homeschooling, and I get it. What they wish they could, and I'm like, we need to do this.
Listen, I'm with you, folks. Amen, folks. It's broader than that. We have people all around us who are not getting the information. We've got to open our mouths and speak. I'm not spitting on you, Dale. I'm with you. We have to influence people that we other. When you play golf, you have to tell people. When you go to wherever you go, you got to tell people. You got to wear stuff. I'm not doing this. We have to become vocal friends, vocal. We have to. Quickly, Tony. Quickly.
Okay, Coach, I was watching the news this morning, and here in Connecticut, too, they give them till September to all the hospital workers to get the vaccine. But what I noticed was on the, when they're reporting about Haiti's assassination, Haiti asked the U.S. for military help, and they said no, but we noticed nobody in your nation has been vaccinated. We'll send you vaccines.
Well, here's what happened. I got to run. Three presidents of three countries that did not vaccinate, did not shut down, did not go the COVID route, Haiti being one of them. Three presidents of three small countries that didn't play ball were all assassinated this weekend. That's how serious this thing is getting. Hey, thank you for giving to the Lord, right? Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.